We are on the last line of Erevin Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're talking about the difference between different mitzvos, which have different measurements for the different measurements for tefachim within an amma. So some Abaye had said that some things, specifically sukkah and mavoi, have an amma which is shorter, whereas kilayim has an amma which is longer for the sake of a certain chumrah. So the Gemara says that Rava thinks that all amos are really six tefach amos. It's just that sometimes you widen your hand when you measure them, and sometimes they're compressed when you measure them. So now the bottom line here, it says mesave. The bottom line of Gimel Amud Beis says mesave. We have a problem with this. Kol amma sha'amru chachamim pa'amma bas shisha. The Brisa says that every single amma, just like Rava said, is actually a six tefach amma. Uvavash lo yimul chuvanos, as long as they're not precisely a cubit. I don't exactly know what that means, but I think what it means is like this. Bishlam al Rava ki hechad ilavayan halal shochas valolat sevos. What it means presumably is that some of them can be, you know, with the spread out hand, some of it could be with the condensed hand, but they're always going to be six. But elala baye kasha, according to Abaye, he said that they're not always going to be six. According to Abaye, they're sometimes going to be five. So how could it be that this brisa makes any sense? So amar lecha Abaye ema amas kilayim biyam basisha. That brisa doesn't mean to say everything. That's pretty. That would be pretty intense. Rather, it means just kilayim. Just as I said, that the Brisa means to say that Kilayim is with six. Okay, kind of an easy way to answer that one. But then Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be, because V'ha Mitzketani Seifa, but the end of that Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol Amos She'amru Chachamim B'Kilayim B'Ama B'Shisha, U'Bil V'Ashlo Yimutzam Tzamos B'Klad D'Tanakam Amos Kamar, Kol Amos Kamar. Right, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says explicitly that this six Tefach Amma is only by Kilayim. As long as they're not exact Tefachim. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, that implies that the beginning means more than just Kilayim. If Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion is just Kilayim is six, so that means other things are not six. Or other things are also six, according to the Tanakhama. So the Gemara says, is there no such person as Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? Why are you asking me a question, quoting a Tana that I have every right to follow, right? You quoted me a Tana Kama and told me that this is the halacha, and then you said, yeah, but what about Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? He says exactly like you. Somebody says, yeah, okay, fine, I'm paskin like him. Why are you telling me the Tana Kama when I could paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? Does he not exist? Is there not such a person that I could hold like him? On the Dharmic Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that's who I paskin like. So why are you hocking my chanuk over here? So the Gemara says, Abaye vaday tanahi. Rather, according to Abaye, it must be a machlokas tanaim. But then on the flip side, you know, counterintuitively, l'rava milema tanahi. According to Rava, can he explain this as a machlokas tanaim? Rava is of the opinion that it's always going to be a six tefach amma, and it's never going to be a five tefach amma. So what does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel get off by saying? How does he get off saying that there are only six tefach ammas when it comes to kilayim? So Amar lecha Rava, Rava would explain Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ha asal hashminan amas kilayim lo yitzamzeim. That specifically by kilayim, you shouldn't condense the measurements, but rather, one should not reduce. What does that mean? Amos kilayim li tzamtzim, meaning that you shouldn't make it smaller. One should not reduce the cubit of diverse kinds of seeds. Yeah, that's what I said before. You should not compress your hand when you're dealing with kilayim. Kilayim, we're going to be machmer and say that you have to use more, not less of a measurement. That's what Rava says. According to Shimon Gamliel, it's not that you only use the six tefach amma when it comes to kilayim, but rather in the six tefach ammas, which we always use when it comes to kilayim, you should not do them in a condensed fashion, but rather spread your fingers out a little bit, make it more of a liberal cubit. So Velema, so Gemara says, if that was the case, Velema Amas Kilayim Leitzam Sein. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that? Well, he doesn't say that though. But Amabas Shishal Meutemai. Why would he say with a cubit of six tefachim if what he really means is a six tefach cubit, which is not condensed? So Lav Meutei Amas Sukkah Amas Mavoy, is that not to exclude at least Sukkah and Mavoy, as we were, as Abaye said before? So Gemara says, so Abaye would respond. Lo Meutei Ama Yisod VaAma Sovev. It's really to teach you about the measurements of the Mizbeach, the measurement of the base of the Mizbeach, and the ledge of the Mizbeach. Dechsev, the Pasuk tells us in Yechezkel, Ve'ilu midos ha-Mizbeach ba'amos ama ama v'tofach v'cheka ama v'ama rocha v'gvul al tzvasas saviv zaras ha'echar v'zeh ha'gav ha-Mizbeach. So, Gemara says, Chek ha'ama zeh yesod. When the Pasuk says the bottom will be an ama, that's referring to the base of it. Va'ama rochav zeh sovav, sovev, and a cubit of its width is referring to the ledge. Ugvula el svasa saviv, and its border by its edge round about. Elu hakranos, those are the corners. Vezeh gav, you write those little things on the corners of the mizbeach. Squares, vezeh gav hamizbeach, zeh mizbeach hazav. And this is the higher part of the Mizbeach. That's referring to the Mizbeach Hazav, which is inside of the Heichal. And those were all measured with smaller Amos. So I guess a Rava does say that there are exceptions, except only in the Beis HaMikdash. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Shi'urin Chatzitzin Mechitzin Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. This is a very interesting phrase. He says basically every shear, every chatzitza, and every mechitza, which is, you know, the measurements, any partitions in terms of, or any interruptions in terms of a person going to the mikveh and having something on their body that's going to dissociate them from the water, disconnect them from the water. Umechitzin are partitions, walls that you put up for one reason or another. So all of those halachos are not midaraisa, but they're rather halacha l'moshe m'sinai, which is a pretty outlandish, you know, very, very far-reaching claim. So, David, did you have something?
No.
Okay, I thought you were unmuted. Remember, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Amarav. So he says all these things are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Shiurin daraisa. Wait a second, Gemara says shiurim are daraisa. The measurements we know are sourced in the Torah. How do we know? Dichsiv, I think this is last week's parsha. Eretz Chitah Sarav Gevinu Sinavurim Eretz Shemenu Devashim. It talks about Eretz Yisrael. So it talks about what we know as the seven species, the Shivas Haminim, and each one of these Shivas Haminim are actually indicative of one shear or another. Have we seen this Gemara before? I'm looking at Safari because I don't have my Gemara yet, but I feel like we've seen it before. No? We've definitely seen some of it. Yeah, I don't know. We've definitely seen some of it, but I don't see anything here. We did a little bit in Brachos, maybe. Okay, either way. So, V'amar Rabbi Chanan, Ko Pasuk Hazeh, L'shirun Ne'amar, Rabbi Chanan says, all for measurements, Chita L'chaditnan. The word chita, which is wheat, is telling us the following. In the Mishnah, it says, if you're holding your stuff, you're holding your clothing, you're holding your sandals, you're holding your ring in your hand. So if you walk into a house which is tame because of tzaras, so then you're going to be tame, and the clothing you're holding is going to be tame. However, if you're wearing all this stuff, your clothing, your shoes, and your ring, hu tame miyad, he's going to be tame right away. Unclear why this is the case, but either way, a person's clothing or stuff that's naturally on him, the way that one wears it, so those are not going to be tame unless you stay in that place the amount of time it takes to eat bread. So the Gemara says, what kind of bread? Pas chitzin v'lo pas ta'orin. It has to be wheat bread and not barley bread. Mesa v'ochal b'liftan. A person who is eating and normally using relish and stuff, which apparently makes it go down faster. I don't know. Either way, that's the example of wheat, which teaches us one of the shiurim of tumah for tzaras. Okay, not exactly the most explicit source. That's what the Gemara is going to talk about in a second. Another one, seora, when it comes to barley, what's the measurement we use barley for? Ditnan, the Mishnah says, etzem kiseora mitam magal masav ein mitam oel. That if it's a bone, it has to be at least the size of barley to be mitame when you carry it or touch it. But it does not be bones of that small are not mitame in an ohel. Okay, so that's barley. Gefen kedei Rav Yisya'in l'nazir. Gefen is the amount that a nazir is not allowed to drink. Te'ena a fig on amud beis. Te'ena kegrogeres lotzas Shabbos. That te'ena, as we know, is the a fig bulk is the size of the stuff that we're not allowed to carry something with. At least default things you're not allowed to carry something with. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry outside an erev on Shabbos. Rimon, we also saw on Shabbos, kiditnan kol klei ba'ali batim shirim kirimonim, that when you have a broken vessel, the amount that says that it's actually broken and therefore no longer tame is when you can fit a rimon through it. If I remember correctly, that was machlokas though. Eretz zeis shemenu devash, the second half of the pasuk, eretz shel kol shiurim kizesim, a land in which all of its shiurim for all of the foods are based on kezias, an olive bulk, right? To eat it, to be yotzei mitzvos, to violate mitzvos. Kol shiureha salka daitach, you think every single food is going to be exactly a kezias. Vahikahani damran, we just said that some of the shiurim are not like that. This is not even talking about food. It sounds like Eresh Kol Shira, all the measurements are Zayas. So Gemara says, no, Elaim Eresh Rov Shira Kazesim. Most of the Shirim that you're going to ever deal with are based on the Olive Arkazesim because of how much food is involved in everyday life. So Devash Kekosevas Hagasa Liyom HaKiburim. When it comes to honey, we're talking about a Kekosevas Hagasa. A large date bulk of food for Yom Kippur is allowed. Which is, I guess, sort of with more honey as opposed to a regular date, which we said before was the measurement for carrying. Right? Yeah, te'ena. But here, it's referring to the honey that comes out of a date. So presumably this date is a little more sizable because it has a bunch of honey. So that's the amount of food you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, at least, and not get karis. So the Gemara says, "V'tisbara shiurin mechtav k'sivi." Wait a second! You just quoted me a pasuk, and then you said a bunch of Gemaras that use those things in that pasuk. But that's not really a pasuk that tells me that the shiur is this. So ella hilchasin in huvas mechinu rabbanakrei. Really, who was it again? Rev Chia bar Ashi. Rev Chia bar Ashi says that really. All of these measurements that you just mentioned to me are really based on these items, but that pasuk is not really a pasuk teaching us those shiurim, right? It's just it's an asmachta where the Gemara says, look, every one of these shiurim is in the pasuk, so that sort of indicates to us that these are significant for shiurim. But it's not that the source is the shiurim. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, you got us on that one. Those measurements are halacha Moshe Sinai. They're really based on the interpretations that Moshe Rabbeinu handed down that this pasuk is teaching us something about shiurim. But what about chatzitzin? You're telling me that chatzitza is only halacha Moshe Sinai daraisa ninhu. We have a pasuk dechsev rachatzas kol besaro b'mayim. You have to wash all of your body in water. Shelo yedavar chotzitz mein besaro l'mayim. That's what it sounds like. So b'mayim says the Gemara b'mayim b'mei mikvah. The water is referring to the mikvah. Kol besara mayim shekol gufo ola behen. A water which all of your body can go into. V'kamehen amal ama barom shal shamos. Certain measurement of one ama by one ama in the span of three amos. V'shiaru chacham mikvah arba amsa. And the rabbis say that's based basically 40 sa. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's true. That would seem to be the basic understanding of chatzitza. However, ki itzir chilchasa l'sa'aro. It doesn't necessarily cover one's hair. When it comes to one hair which is tied, that's going to be that's going to be considered a chatzitza. Shalosh einan chotzitzos. However, if there are three that are tied together, that's not a chatzitza, because it's not going to be so tight. I don't know if you ever tried to unknot hair, or you have hair, but the more hair you get into a loop, so the harder it is to actually keep as a tight knot. So the Gemara says, shtayim eini yodea, but when it comes to two, we don't really know. But either way, this halacha about hair, says Reb Chiya Bar Ashi, that's the one which is halacha Moshe Mitzina. Not all of chatzitza, but just knotting of the hair. So the Gemara says, Saro namidor esahu, titan of rechas kol besro, es hataf lib saro vizes sayar. The word es in the pasuk is learned in a brisa to teach you that it's referring to hair. So that also is a in the pasuk itself. We don't need the halacha Moshe Mitzina. So the Gemara says, no, ki asai halachas l'rubo l'miuto l'makiv l'shari l'shein makiv l'chad Rabbi Yitzchak. It's referring to a very important halacha, or a very practical halacha, I should say, that in regards to how much of a chatzitza a person has and how bothered by that chatzitza is the person. What does that mean? The Amr Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Devar Torah Ruba Umakved Alav Chotzitz." The only chatzitza that's on a person's body that would be a disconnection between them and the water is if it covers most of the body, and a person is adamant about it. It's particular about it, right? He's makbid to not have that. V'she'eno makbid alav eno chotzitz. But if it's something that your person doesn't care for, he doesn't care if he walks around with that thing on him all day. I don't know what is dirt or something like that. So then he's not going to be. So then it's not going to be a chatzitza according to the Torah. V'gazru al rubo she'eno makbid mishum rubo makbid. And then they made a gezerah on a person who has a lot of stuff on him, but is not makbid, lest he come to have a lot of stuff on him, and he is makbid, and then it'll be a chatzitza. And then the Gemara also, the rabbis also say, there's a gzera al miyuto hamakbid, on something which is not most of his body, but is a small part of his body, but he is makbid on, so that's also going to be a problem, mishim ruvo hamakbid, lest the person has a lot of stuff on his, on his body, and he's makbid about that. Right? So we don't want the person to come to also assume that the other situation with one of those qualities but not the other one is okay, and therefore another situation with both of the qualities would also be okay. So we're making a zero on either one, either on rubo if something's covering most of his body, or on makbid if something's small on his body but he's still particular about not having it on there, right? So you've got like a little dirt somewhere on your body, even if it's a small piece of dirt, you have to take it off according to the gezera, because lest you come to have more dirt and think that that's also okay, even if you're makbid. So the Gemara says, "V'ligz or nami al miyuto she'eno makbid." Maybe we should also say that you should be makbid, that you should be doing gezera on something small which you're makbid about, which you're not makbid about. Mishum miyuto hamakbid inam mishum rubo she'eno makbid. Lest you come to think that a small piece that you're makbid about or a large piece that you're not makbid about is okay, which we just said are gzera derabanans. So the Gemara says, wait a second, he goof gzera vanan nekuv nigzer gzera gzera. That would be a gzera gzera. That would be a decree upon a decree, which is upon a pasuk. So we can't do that. That's gzera gzera gzera. Presumably, all of these details, which are not written in the Torah explicitly, about the Ruba Makbid and the Ruba She'enu Makbid and the Makbid She'enu Rubo, all of those are Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, and that is what Reb Chiya Bar Ashi referred to. So Gemara then says, okay, fine, you got us on the Shirim, you got us on the Chatzitza, but Mechitzos Daraisa Ninhu, any wall partition, that's definitely Daraisa. This is not referring to a shul, right? This is not the Mechitza that we're talking about in the shul, that is learned down in the Gemara in Sukkah otherwise, although maybe this is connected in some way that I don't know about. So the Gemara says to Amar Mar, Aron Tisha v'Kavoras Tevach Harei Kan Asara, that the Aron Kodesh is 9 Tefachim tall, and the top of it, the lid, is 1 Tefach tall, Harei Kan Asara, that's 10. And the Gemara talks about, I think also in the Gemara in Sukkah maybe, different place in Sukkah, the Gemara talks about how that 10 is the minimum for certain measurements, but it also, it's the minimum because it creates a partition between the world in which the human beings live and the world in which Hashem resides, meaning that Hashem will come down, His Shekhinah will rest upon the Aron, because the Aron is some sort of barrier to that existence, to that domain. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzrichel Rabbi Yehuda Amar Amas Binyan v'Amas Bas Shisha," that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that the Mishkan was created with Amos, which are six hand breadths, six tefachim. Amas Kelim v'Amas Bas Chamisha. When it comes to the vessels, so those are Amas which are made of five tefachim. I guess you Paskins like Abaye that way. Excuse me. So when it comes to the Kelim, if the Aron was measured with five, so that means with a five tavach amos, so the aron is 1.5 amos. It's going to be 5 plus 7.5 plus another amos, 8.5 plus another tefach is 8.5. So that's not 10. So according to him, there's no such source midaraisa of a mechitza, a barrier to a certain domain. So the Rabbi Meir de Amar kol amos haibavein and it's ma'iklamim. According to Rabbi Meir, who thought that all amos are of six tefachim, so what are you going to say? So when it says Rabbi Meir ki asa hilchasa, the halacha moshe mesina for him is l'gud l'lavod l'dof and akuma. That the halacha moshe mesina is the concepts, I think we've seen this before, of good asik, which basically says that a wall continues upwards forever, right? It's not just where the wall stops, but if it's a vertical wall, it goes all the way up to Shemayim, whatever Shemayim is, ul-lavud, and for things that connect to each other, as long as they're three tefachim apart, as long as they're less than three tefachim apart, they can connect, right? Those are the lavud strings you find on a sukkah. Ul-adof and akuma, and for the bent wall, which I think we talked about either yesterday or 2 days ago, in terms of a sukkah being kosher for the schach. So the Gemara says, hayagavoa me'esrim amba, so fine. We learned, according to Reb Chiya Bar Ashi, this is all good. We have learned all three things in some way have a halacha l'moshe mesinai aspect to them, even though they also have a daraisa aspect to them. The shiurim, the mechitzas, and the chatzitzas all have aspects to them which are halacha l'moshe mesinai. Okay, now the Gemara says, Haya gavoa me'esrim amah, let's say your partition, your crossbeam, your lintel on top of the doorway is above 20 amos, so you have to lessen it. So the Gemara says, well, kama mamayit. So the Gemara says, what do you mean kama mamayit? Kama de tzarech lei. Just make it under 20 amos. That's all we meant. Doesn't have to be a specific thing. So the Gemara says, ela rachbo bakama. How wide does it have to be? I'm not 100% sure what this means. But it says here in the Sefaria, the space between the crossbeam and the ground must, of course, be reduced to 20 cubits. However, when one raises the alleyway, how much must the width of the raised section be? I think it's talking about the ground. I'm not 100% sure, but it sounds like what you're doing, instead of making the crossbeam go down, so you're making the floor go up, right? Because the measurement's from the floor. I'm not 100% sure about that, but that's what it sounds like to me.
You could just put a little threshold at the bottom, just a little
right.
Beam, put a beam at the bottom that you walk over. Right. Is that what they're talking about?
That's what it sounds like from the Sefaria's, from the Sefaria. Rashi says, Shalmiel archivo letoch orech hamavoy kama. I don't know what that means. Laharchivo, to expand it within the length of the mavoy. I think that's referring to the length of the height. When Rashi says, orech hamavoy kama. So I think what it means is you're raising the floor. So when you're raising the floor, does it have to stretch across the entirety of the mavoy, or can you just do like a little piece of it be raised up, like a little platform or something? That's my impression.
There's a picture in the art scroll that shows a board,
yeah,
like a wide thin board going across the bottom
on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So yeah, that's what it is, I guess. So
it's on 4x4.
I don't have an art scroll, but yeah. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar Tefach, Abai Amar Arba. This is somewhat crazy to me, that Rav Yosef thinks that you can have a little board, which is basically just a Tefach wide, and that will be enough to make it considered, right, that we're going to measure from that one board to the top of the crossbeam, to the bottom of the crossbeam, to determine that it's less than 20 amos. Abaye says it has to be 4 tefachim. So you're talking about almost maybe a foot, right? So we're not talking about a large minimum width for this threshold or for this platform underneath the crossbeam, which is very small in terms of, you know, renovations. You make it a lot easier to do such a thing. You just kind of throw a board down there. Much easier than Young Israel renovations. So the Gemara says, Lema b'hakam miflagi. Maybe they're disagreeing like this. The man to Amar Tefach Kasamra Mutulish Tamish Tachasakora, according to the one that says it's a Tefach, it only needs to be a Tefach, he's of the opinion, right? Rav Yosef is of the opinion that one is allowed to use the space underneath the Korah. I'm not 100% sure what that means. So here in the Sefaria says, Rashi says, Tachasakora, the Amar Chodu Hatit Chachitzen Yorg Vesosim Kidamashma Lakaman Vihokach Kevin the Shiur. Esrim Amim Shum Hekar Hu Hare Yesh Hekar Ba Omid Al Oso Tefach Shen Nagva Tachasakora. Again, I'm not 100% sure what this means, but we can talk about it a little bit tomorrow if I don't get it in a second. The beam spanning the entrance to the alleyway, as he maintains that the cross beam serves as a partition, meaning that the beam is the separating. And the alleyway is considered as if it were sealed by a partition descending from the outer edge of the crossbeam that faces the public domain. Since the area beneath the crossbeam is part of the alleyway, and it is less than 10, 20 cubits, there is a conspicuous demarcation for one standing in the alleyway. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Since the area beneath the crossbeam is part of the alleyway, and is less than 20 cubits, there is a conspicuous demarcation for one standing in the alleyway. I don't know. Meaning the fact that it's considered to be on the inside, meaning as opposed to the outside, so that means that a person's going to see it better. Umanda amar arba, kasavar asulish damatach zakora. The one who says it has to be four, which was a baye, so he must hold that it's as if it was sealed from the inside edge, meaning that the mavoi, the threshold itself, is on the outside, in which case you're not allowed to use the area underneath it, right? That's not part of the mavoi. As the area beneath the crossbeam is not part of the alleyway, a significant demarcation, i.e. one of four handrests, is required within the alleyway itself. I don't really know why this is why this would indicate less or more of a hecker is required. The fact that it's on the inside or the outside, I'm not really sure. I guess because if you stand on it, you know that you're standing on it, and that's sort of like an obvious thing. But the question is, you have to recognize it while you're inside of it. So if you're standing on it, you'll recognize it because you're standing on it. But if you're not standing on it, so then that doesn't matter. If you're on the, I don't get it. I'm not getting the svara really, that if it's on the if it's considered to be outside the mavoi, so even if you're standing on it, it's not considered demarcation enough because you're not inside the mavoi yet, and therefore when you're outside the mavoi, you need a greater size to make it recognizable. Hopefully we'll pick up on this tomorrow. I'm supposed to be getting my gemaras today, Bli Ayin Hara. I know they're in Detroit at a USPS facility, but just waiting for them to be dropped off. And hopefully I'll get a little more clarity as to what this means. But until then, you'll have to lose a little sleep over it. So I'm sorry.